This is the Night Shift. The Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
Time to talk real estate with our real estate guru, Charles Tarby, the owner of Century 21, Australasia, South Pacific. Charles, I want to do the weekend whip around if we can. We'll look at auction clearance rates, which is what we do on a Monday. But where are we going with interest rates? Because a lot of young people are nervous about buying into either Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, into our capital cities. The Reserve Bank said interest rates are going to stay put till 2024. But Charles, the banks are already fudging forward, aren't they? Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Luke. Yeah, 2023, some of the same. Westpac's come out saying 2023 now. And when I look closer at it, I think it's going to be sooner than that because, although we're in a much better position in the US in terms of inflation, which is a bit out of control in the US, we still have to, in many ways, keep in touch with what's going on in the US. So I personally think the interest rates are going to rise a lot quicker. It's like you, mate. You were talking about that. You're like Nostradamus. You were talking about interest rate rises 3-4 months ago, and they were saying it wasn't going to happen until 24. Now it's creeped up to 23. I think it'll be end of 2022 we'll see interest rate rises.
So if you're a young person aged in your mid-20s, mid to late 20s, and you're looking at buying, you keep talking about fear of missing out. Do you wait or do you jump on board now?
No, I don't think you need to jump on board. I mean, as a real estate agent, we'd like to see the market, you know, going crazy here and there. But realistically, the majority of real estate agents prefer a steady marketplace where buyers and sellers can negotiate a transaction. And I think that the younger couples looking to buy, there's more stock coming on. There's a lot more homes being built than we've ever seen before. There's more apartments. When I looked at the figures at the end of December, there were something like 46,000 apartments under construction in Sydney and 44,000 under construction in Melbourne. Now, they may not be able to find buyers for those. So I think there's going to be some great opportunities for young first-time buyers in the future, provided, Luke, they're prepared to, they're prepared to buy where they can afford, put it that way.
Yeah, and you and I keep saying it, it's like a broken record. Move to regional Australia if you have to.
Yeah, if you want to, and I think that you should buy where you can afford and rent where you want to work. And I think that's something that people should look at very closely.
Say that again. That's very good. So, Nostradamus, say that again.
Yeah, right. You should buy where you can afford and rent where you want to live or work. And I think that's really important. I'm working on a presentation for a Century 21 conference coming up next week. And I've been working on the fact that interest rates and changes are occurring, even though the newspapers haven't been talking about it. And honestly, Luke, I can see some significant changes occurring in the next 12 months. And I think that the fear of missing out, as we've talked about, has been replaced by fear of paying too much.
Yep.
There are obviously still areas across the country where there's hardly any stock, so it's still going crazy. But if you look at the auction clearance rates, they've been on a steady decline since the start of the year on an average, and they're getting closer and closer to this time last year.
Charles Tarby is with us, the owner of Century 21. Let's do the weekend wrap-up. Auction rate clearance rates around the cities?
Yeah, it's been a very interesting time. Sydney, still very strong, 82.6%, 61.6 last year. That's what I meant by they're getting closer and closer, keeping in mind that COVID has had a serious impact on our marketplace last year. Melbourne's 71.5. Melbourne's the auction capital of the world, I believe. So that's reasonable. But again, we've got to take into account that last week was a long weekend in some parts of Australia. Now, Brisbane, staggering 79.1%. This time last year was 44.4%. So that's a pretty big number for Brisbane. Adelaide, 74.5%. Perth, 54.5%. Not a lot of auction activity in Perth. But Canberra, 78.1%. And I like to look at that number. If we can look at just the Canberra number of 78.1%, because that's my indicator. The auction clearance rates in Canberra just 8 weeks ago were in the 90s. So if you're not seeing a correlation between that number many weeks ago and this number this weekend, then you're missing something.
Charles, question, because a lot of kids are going on school holidays. Would you put a house up for auction during the school holiday period or not?
Well, I actually am doing that, Luke, and I'm doing it because there's a lot more time for parents to be out and about looking, and they can go to open homes, and even though they can drag the kids along, there's no problem with that. So I think it's actually a good time. I always say to people, it's the same as Christmas. People say, oh, look, I won't auction my property in December or January. My daughter auctioned her property, and I said, go ahead in January. She said, why? I said, because you don't have much competition.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I see what you're saying. Tell me, do you have a favourite season? I mean, here we are in winter, bitterly cold. Does the season affect sales?
Generally, it does. We normally would have seasons in Australia, and they are very strong. They're very defined. But in the last few years, with what's happened with COVID, what's happened with the Royal Commission into Banking, what's happened with the way in which APRA approached the marketplace and changed the way in which people could borrow, it hasn't been the same. And even now, it's not the same. Even now, we have more properties for auction in winter than we traditionally have. So generally, yes, seasons are an important part, but we're not seeing it at the moment, Luke.
Yeah, all right. And I guess things like, do you have a terrific garden? Do you have a pretty garden? Well, you'd want to show that off in spring and summer, wouldn't you?
You would, but right now people just want to buy a property. Yeah. So they're not too concerned, and that's part of the issue. It's a stock level versus the number of people who want to buy. It doesn't matter what season it is.
Okay, there you go. That's the guru, Charles Tarby from Century 21. Good to talk to you again, buddy. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Luke. Have a great morning.
Thanks, mate. Charles Tarby here on The Night Shift on Triple M.